neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So now, these occasions that he was rewarded for, like the water. Was there any problem with the water through the 40 years?
Yes.
There was a problem. And then, not only that, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was punished because of? The water stopped. How about for the salab? For the bird?
Yes.
Many people were punished. So now, the man. Man, we received 40 years from Shammai. Right? So he just told me, what was the reward for the man? What Abraham Avinu do?
Bread.
He gave him bread?
Yes.
He says in the Torah, he gave him bread? He says he gave?
Yes.
I don't know, my Chumash says he didn't say. He didn't give. But the Sarai Menor ran into a technical problem that the bread was not good. If you learn Rashi, Rashi explains that the bread was not brought to the table. So now you have to explain to me, if they did not eat bread, or the matzah, according to some ideas that it was Pesah, how was he rewarded then?
Because he told his wife to make it, to get the reward of the money, even though they.
So now let's say somebody comes to your table and he's very hungry. He says, no, feed your your food. No, you just imagine, or you're full. Just think of the food, it's your mouth. It works?
No.
It works?
No.
So here he didn't give him bread. Now you're telling me because of the bread that he didn't give. I mean, you thought he gave him, but I'm sorry.
There was other food.
No. You just told me. Don't change your word. You just told me because of the bread they received. Man, no.
Yes.
But there's no such a thing. The bread was not ever brought to the table.
Abraham, the intention was pure.
The intention.
The intention counts, yes.
The intention counts.
You get the reward for that mitzvah.
Ah, beautiful. See, now, we are, I mean, not all the time. Sometimes, even we don't want to, we brag about things that we do. No?
I don't know where you're going.
I helped him, I gave him this, I started him up. It was all because of me. If it wasn't me around, well, where will you be? No?
Yes.
Here we learn an unbelievable lesson, and it is that Am Yisrael, they received the man every day, on a daily basis. Every day, can you imagine? For millions of 5 million people. For what? For something that Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom even didn't do. Why? To teach us that it's not that you're doing it. It's not that I'm helping. It's not that I lifted up. I helped you out. It's only because of the mercy of Ribono Shel Olam that we are privileged to have it. It's not that, you gave it happen. It didn't give him. He gave him nothing. And that's the very delicate point that many times we feel, I gave this, I should have it, why don't I have it, what's going on here, what's happening here, why, are they doing this to me? And here, we see such an unbelievable message that it's not that I initiated and it happened. It's only the will of Hashem that makes it happen, it will come through. And this is an unbelievable point, that even though, of course, he had the intention to give, he didn't give, they didn't eat the bread, even was not brought to the table. But still, we received it. Why? To teach us, don't ever think that it's you are doing it. If Ribono Shel Olam would not make it happen, it would never happen. So we have to be aware, it's not that, it's all because of me. It's all because of my kindness. I was there to help. There's no such a thing. Even though We go out our way, but we see here that even Avraham Avinu Shalom gave the outcome, the selab. Wow, what a disaster came about. He gave, but the outcome was disaster. He gave the water, but we see Avraham Avinu Shalom was punished because of it. So now here we learn, we feel, I gave, so see, you know, I helped. But who said when you give, it's going to help? Here, Avraham Avinu gave, right? So see what the disaster came about. So that means you should not think that I'm giving and then it will be okay. You should give and thank Hashem and ask Hashem to make it good. But if you just bragging about yourself that you're giving, you're helping, and then I get the credit, it's not going to work.
Yeah. And the result down the line was not good.
It's a beautiful question, and the answer is very simple. If him, with the greatness of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, that we see the side effect came about, more so, I have to be careful that even I give, make sure to insert a tefillah. Whatever that you give, it will end up with a good ending, will be helpful. Not as shalom, you help, and then you give, and then the outcome will be not as great. So here we see, not giving had a result, the bread. Giving was a disaster. But why? Because it's not up to you to give and not give to make it happen. It's only Rosh Olam has to make a good ending. And that's what you always have to remember. Whatever step that you take in life, ask. Plead to Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't know what I'm doing, but I did it. But please, make it stay good. Make it end good. And there are many things that we did in life. Family, work, and we meant good. But maybe Chas V'Shalom didn't end up good. Why? Because we forgot. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that make it to end up the way that is good and positive and helpful. And we have to always remember any step that we take, we have to ask Ribbono Shel Olam, please, I don't know what I'm doing, but you fix it. You make it happen the way it should be. Hashem is like, you know, the way you should.
Koilani Shomote, Halelko Haleluko, Koilani Shomone, Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halelko Haleluko, Koilani Shomone, Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.